A pre-trained base model, the artifact of everything in phases 1 and 2, is a sophisticated next token predictor. Left alone, it will continue your text in a plausible style, but it has no built-in notion of follow this instruction or answer this question well. Post-training is the stage that turns a base model into something users actually talk to. It is two steps in sequence: supervised fine-tuning, SFT, on instruction response pairs, then preference tuning, originally RLH, increasingly DPO, on which response is better. This lesson is the mechanics of both, kept strictly technical primer level. Contested questions about whether these methods solve deeper alignment or safety problems are out of scope here. What is in scope is what each step actually does to the weights. The pipeline, in one line. After pre-training, you have a model that knows language. SFT teaches it to follow instructions. Preference tuning shapes it to prefer better answers over worse ones. Both are needed. Neither replaces the other. SFT, instructions in, responses out. Supervised fine-tuning continues training the base model on examples of instruction, good response, with a chat-formatted template, so role markers are consistent. The objective is the same cross-entropy loss as pre-training. The data is different. Small, often tens or hundreds of thousands of pairs, not trillions of tokens, curated in conversational format. The mechanical pieces, chat-formatted data, conversations as ordered lists of system, user, and assistant messages, laid out by the model's chat template, the same chat template idea from Track 14, Lesson 10. Format consistency matters. The wrong template wrecks the result. The training loop. Same trainer class loop you already know, with SFT trainer class wrappers, TRL, that handle the templating and the loss masking. Mask the user turn so the model is graded only on its assistant responses. Often combined with LoRa, PEFT, Track 14, Lesson 10, so the run fits on modest hardware. Data leverage. SFT data quality matters more than quantity. A small set of well-written instruction response pairs typically beats a large noisy one. This is the synthetic data lesson from the previous lesson applied at small scale. Teacher-generated, classifier-filtered, deduplicated instruction data is the modern norm. The result is a model that follows instructions, holds dialogue, and produces output in the format you trained. It is usable. It is also opinionated in whatever direction the SFT data led. Why SFT alone is not enough. SFT teaches the model to imitate the responses it sees. It is excellent at teaching format, respond in this chat style, and basic behavior. Answer the question, don't continue the prompt. What it does poorly is rank. Two SFT outputs may both look reasonable, and SFT has no way to express this one is better than that one. Preference tuning fills that gap. It assumes you have preference pairs. For the same prompt, two candidate responses with a label saying which one is preferred, and trains the model to assign higher probability to the preferred response. The result is a model that, given multiple plausible continuations, tends toward the ones a labeler would have picked. RLHF, three steps with PPO as the optimizer. RLHF, reinforcement learning from human feedback, is the original recipe. Three stages. Collect preference data. Show humans pairs of model outputs for the same prompt. Ask which is better. Aggregate into a dataset where each example is a prompt, two responses, and a label for which response was preferred. Train a reward model. A separate model takes a prompt and a response and outputs a scalar reward. Fit so that higher reward correlates with the preferred responses in the data. The reward model is itself a transformer with a small head. Training it is supervised learning on the preferences. Optimize the policy with RL. Treat the SFT model as a policy. For each prompt, sample several responses, score each with the reward model, and update the policy with a reinforcement learning algorithm, classically PPO, proximal policy optimization. That increases the probability of high-reward responses and decreases the probability of low-reward ones. A KL penalty keeps the policy from drifting too far from the SFT initialization. RLHF works, and it produced the early generation of widely used instruction-tuned assistants. It also has known engineering pains. The RL step is unstable. PPO is finicky at LLM scale. The reward model is hackable. The policy learns to exploit reward model quirks. And the whole pipeline has many moving parts. DPO, skip the reward model. Direct preference, optimization, DPO, PO, is the recent simplification that has largely replaced PPO-style RLHF in open model post-training. The key insight: if you assume the standard preference model behind RLHF, you can show that the optimal policy has a closed form relationship to the preference data. DPO trains the model directly on the preference pairs with a clever loss that implements that relationship. No explicit reward model, no RL step. The result is a single supervised learning-shaped pipeline with one model and one loss. In practice, DPO is more stable, simpler to implement, requires fewer hyperparameters, and reaches comparable or better quality on most preference benchmarks. Modern open post-training stacks default to DPO, or a close relative, for preference tuning, and the TRL library exposes both DPO trainer and PPO trainer for the contrast. What this does to the model, in mechanical terms: two things change, deliberately. The distribution of outputs shifts toward what the preference data labels as better. Same prompt, same architecture, but the model's sampling probabilities concentrate on different responses. The model becomes opinionated in a specific direction, the direction of whatever preference data it saw. Different preference data produces a different opinionated model, even from the same SFT starting point. That is the entire mechanical effect. The same loop you have known since lesson 3, pre-train, then fine-tune, applied to preference data instead of task labels. This lesson stays at that level. How the methods work, what they change. Whether the resulting opinion is aligned with human values or safe in deployment is a contested question with active debate that this lesson does not take a position on, the same technical primer discipline you have seen elsewhere in the fleet. Why this matters when you build AI. Post-training is the unglamorous part of "this model talks to people," and it is what separates a base model on the hub from an assistant a user actually wants. The honest mechanical picture: SFT teaches format and behavior, preference tuning shapes which response wins among plausible ones, demystifies a lot of what gets discussed in the abstract. The recent shift from PPO-based RLHF to DPO is also worth tracking. It reflects the same evidence and simplicity preference you saw in the scaling laws and evaluation lessons. Simpler pipelines that hit the same target tend to win, especially when the target is preference-shaped rather than loss-shaped. The next lesson, the track capstone, turns to RL applied to reasoning specifically, a different objective than human preference, with verifiable rewards. What you should remember: pre-train, SFT. Preference tuning. Pre-training gives language. SFT teaches instruction following and format. Preference tuning shapes the model to prefer better responses over worse ones. Each step is necessary. None replaces the others. SFT data is chat-formatted instruction response pairs. Same cross-entropy loss as pre-training, much smaller and curated. Quality quantity, often combined with LoRa, PEFT, for affordable runs. SFT alone cannot rank two plausible responses. Preference tuning fills that gap with preference examples. For each prompt, two responses and a label for which is preferred. RLHF has three steps: collect preference data, train a reward model on it, then update the SFT policy with RL, classically PPO, to maximize reward while staying near the SFT initialization, KL penalty. DPO simplifies preference tuning by training directly on the preference pairs with a closed-form derived loss. No reward model, no RL step. More stable. The modern open model default. Mechanical effect. The model's output distribution shifts toward the preference data's preferred direction. The model becomes opinionated in that specific direction. This lesson takes no position on whether the resulting opinion solves deeper alignment or safety questions. Those debates are out of scope. A pre-trained base model is a next token predictor. Post-training turns it into an assistant. SFT teaches it to follow instructions. Preference tuning, RLHF, or increasingly DPO, shapes which response it prefers among plausible ones. Both are needed, both run on the trainer class loops you already know, and the modern shift toward DPO is a simpler with the same target win that the field has rapidly converged on.